Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me as we continue on in a practical subject, establishing priorities. And we were looking at that foundational scripture found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, without a vision, the people perish. That's a strong word. And so it is important that we must live our lives with clear priorities. Why should we choose them? Well, because where you're at right now is determined by your previous thinking and your past choices. So how can we have God's best for us? We have to determine with His help the priorities that are going to govern our life for the season that we're now in. And how do we develop them? Well, we can do it by making a definite decision, praying, seeking the Lord. What is the most important thing you want to be me to be focusing on? And then the order of importance of things that He would quicken to your heart. And if we don't make a definite decision, well, we're just pressured by circumstances, by life, by others. Or we can actually not make a decision. And we actually make choices by apathy or default. We just drift into habits and ways of living and thinking. They become a way of life. And so it's important that that we fulfill our God-given destiny, and that is dominion. Remember, God gave Adam and Eve the ability, the right, the privilege to have dominion over the earth. They failed, they disobeyed God and failed in that responsibility. However, God has never removed that mandate from them. He's created man in His image. We are rational beings. We have the ability, in lesser degrees, of course, as God, to be able to make decisions, to follow through. He's given us ability of power to apply ourselves. And so we are given that right to rule over the various things He's given us. You know, if we're faithful over little, He'll make us ruler over much. That's a pattern. But it all begins by ourselves. We have to have dominion or control over our own lives, our actions, our attitudes, our motives. That's where it all starts. And if we can govern ourselves well, then that is that's a real blessing. I shared a couple of scriptures which are very important that are recorded in Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. And in Proverbs 25:28, it says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And that individual is very vulnerable, is very open to attack, to things that would harm him, his safety, his well-being. And so it's very important that with the Lord's help, we establish His priorities for our lives. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to establish priorities. Yesterday, we looked at the parable that Jesus gave in Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 16 through 21. I won't go back to it, but you might want to read it if you didn't catch the broadcast. It was about a rich man who just was concerned about himself, his own needs, his pleasures, his desires, and he was very foolish because in verse 20 it says, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then all those things which thou hast provided, whose are they going to be?" And so he said, Jesus finally, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." So we want to be rich toward God. So let's begin by establishing priorities. How do we do that? Well, first of all, what is the most important priority or interest in your life? What do you intend to spend your time on? Last year, For example, what did you give most of your thinking to, your efforts, your time to? As we look back over the past, we can take an evaluation as to what our priorities were. Now, obviously, our first priority should be serving the Lord. And if we're going to be successful and accomplish anything worthwhile, we have to determine priorities. And of course, our first priority should be walking in obedience to the Lord, to please Him. If we can do that, then every other area of our life will be successful and effective because we've put God first. That's just a spiritual principle, if you will. So the first thing we do is to consult with the Lord. In your own personal life right now, for the season you're in, the Holy Spirit has a goal for you, maybe multiple goals. He wants to show you the Father's will for your life at this present time. And He would have you set priorities based on God's plan and purpose for your life at the present time. They may change over time. You know, what was true a decade ago or even a year ago may not be true now. That's why it's important to seek the Lord, His mind, His will. And then once, with His help, you've established priorities, then you have to establish goals. And we'll look at that in a little bit. You have your future ahead of you, and you have, with God's blessings and wisdom and guidance, the freedom to set whatever goals you choose with His divine guidance. Goals are actualizations, if you will, of priorities. Think about that. Your goals that you're going to develop are the realization, the actualization of the priorities that you have placed before the Lord. For example, let's give an example. You want to draw closer to the Lord. And many of the partners, when I, you know, share what are their prayer needs, many have expressed that. They want to be closer to God, a closer walk with God, to be able to hear His voice, to be sensitive to Him. Well, how can we do that? Obviously, we need regular time with Him. That's how relationship is developed. And we do that by daily Bible reading, by daily prayer, by worship, by communing with Him throughout the day, being aware of His presence. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. It's an exciting thing to let the Lord direct your paths for each day. And if you have priorities without goals, well, obviously, you're not going to live up to those priorities. Why? Because what is a goal? It's measurable, and it has a time frame. For example, say you want to get a diploma, graduate from high school. Well, you're going to have to fulfill the number of years to acquire that. Same thing with college, getting a master's, getting a doctorate. There's time that you have to commit to be willing to do that. What about if you have health goals? Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to get in better shape. Maybe you want to make exercise a part of your life. Whatever that would be, have a different, healthier diet. Perhaps you have financial goals. You want to start a savings account. You want to put aside something for retirement. These are very practical things that God honors if we will set goals in relationship to our priorities that He has given us. And then, first of all, consult with the Lord. Secondly, having established those priorities, establish goals, and we'll look at that in depth in a little bit. And then we have to have commitment and discipline. I know that people just sort of wither away when they hear those words, but they're beautiful and important things. They're not, the ways of the Lord are not hard. But, for example, are we going to be disciplined to spend time with the Lord every day? Well, if we really say we love the Lord, now, I mean, certainly, sometimes things happen. There are crises. There's unexpected things that come up, and you have no control over your time. We're not talking about those unusual sorts of things. We don't want to be legalistic about serving God. But when we have the freedom of choice, the ability, time to do it, then we need to be committed to those things He's placed on our hearts. And we have to be disciplined. And that is a key, commitment and discipline. Those are keys to accomplishing your goal. And it takes its expression in daily commitment. Like if you want to get in better shape, say you want to go for a walk every day. Well, you have to try to do that every day. Now, if it's pouring down rain, you may, you know, wait until the next day. But you have to be committed to it. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. And so have you asked the Lord what He wants you to accomplish in this present season of your life? Ask some very basic questions, and then you can set priorities. And then, having priorities, you can be very specific in the goals that you want. Perhaps He's speaking to your heart that He wants you to volunteer at church, or perhaps do something in terms of witnessing or committing a certain portion of your time. Well, then you have to ask the Lord, how would He have you go about doing it? And sometimes it's best to have small goals, nothing great and grandiose. You know, I'm going to spend 3 hours a day in Bible study. Well, maybe a less monumental goal might be better. Start with, you know, reading your Bible 15 minutes a day or something like that. And also, just a word of caution, misplaced priorities always bring a penalty. And that's found in that parable Jesus shared about the rich man. His wealth was not a problem, but his attitude toward material things. And if a man misplaces his priorities, for example, it could cost him his wife, his marriage, parents, children. We've got to have those priorities in the natural that God would have us set, and also spiritual priorities, because if we don't have the right spiritual priorities, it could cost the Lord's fellowship, and at worst, if we turn our back on the Lord, eternal separation from Him. And so we need to establish God's priorities for our lives. Praise God. Well, I need to bring this broadcast to a close, and tomorrow we'll start looking at how to establish goals, goal setting. I thank you for joining me. I know this is really practical stuff, but I feel it's something that in order to grow spiritually and in order to be blessed and fulfilled and happy, we need to have the direction, because without a vision, the people perish. And this is all connected with vision. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you every day, and I ask for your prayers in behalf of myself as well as the ministry. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,